A Dixmont man facing criminal charges stemming from a mental health crisis that led to a 20-hour standoff with Maine State Police is free on probation. Today, a Penobscot Superior Court judge accepted a plea agreement for 62-year-old Michael Grindel. While he avoids jail time, he'll have to find a new home. Patty White has more.
Michael Grindel faced charges of criminal threatening with a dangerous weapon and reckless conduct with a dangerous weapon. They're related to an incident in June when he chased and shot at his best friend while experiencing a mental health crisis. In court on Friday, expert witness Dr. Robert Riley, a psychologist, testified that Grindel is being treated for major depressive disorder with psychotic features and does not pose a risk to himself or others. Justice Anne Murray agreed and accepted a plea agreement that suspends a 3.5-year prison sentence for Grindel. He'll be on probation for 4 years.
I don't think there's anybody that's not satisfied with today's outcome.
David Bate is Grindel's attorney. Under the conditions of Grindel's probation, he can't own any firearms or other dangerous weapons. He's not allowed to use or possess drugs or alcohol, and he must participate in any necessary treatment for substance use and mental health disorders. Penobscot County Deputy District Attorney Marianne Lynch says the plea agreement acknowledges the mental health issue at play in the case and the fact that Grindel accepts responsibility for his actions.
He's been medication compliant. His physical injuries also render him less likely to be a risk in the future.
Grindel walked into the courtroom with the aid of a cane. He currently uses a feeding tube and has hearing loss. He sustained the injuries after police responded to his mental health crisis, but became engaged in a 20-hour standoff. Authorities tried to lure Grindel out of his home by issuing commands over a PA system, ramming in a window, and finally deploying a bomb-carrying robot that leveled his house. When Grindel emerged from the rubble with a rifle, police shot him 3 times, once through his cheek.
He knows he's lucky to be alive.
Larry Holmes, Grindel's cousin, was among a handful of family and friends who came to the court hearing to support Grindel.
You don't shoot someone in the mouth, you shoot him in the head. You're looking to kill him. And then 2 in the chest, I mean, have a building fall on you. He's blessed, and he knows it. And I guarantee you, he's not going to screw this up.
Grindel is receiving help in his search for a place to live. In the meantime, he'll stay with the son of his best friend, Lee Bell, who Grindel shot at in the June incident. Bell says he's relieved that his friend is free.
You know, right up till now, we've all been really sick about it. And I'm just really satisfied that things played out the way they did today. Obviously, we can't wait to, get him back.
A GoFundMe page has been set up for Grindel to raise $2,000 to help him get back on his feet. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.